Well, just prior to the 2008 election, a very dear friend of mine in Maine, an old man by the name of Herschel Sternlieb, said to me, "Bruce, have you ever heard of the Crown family in Chicago?" And I said, "No." He said, "Go home and Google it, Crown, C-R-O-W-N. And so I did. And what I learned was that at the time of the election, the Crown family was the majority stockholders in General Dynamics Corporation that owns Bath Ironworks, where I live in Maine, that today is building these Navy Aegis destroyers with these so-called missile defense systems on board. And as it turned out, the Crown family collectively gave Obama $500,000 for his 2008 run for president. In fact, they also raised money for him within the military-industrial complex across the country. And so after the election was over and after Obama had won, Aviation Week and Space Technology Magazine reported that Obama received more campaign donations from the military-industrial complex than the right-wing war hawk John McCain did in that presidential election. The Crown family is also a Jewish family and raised money for Obama nationally within the Jewish community. So remember what I said early on. Soon after Obama became president, he announced that Bush's version of missile defense that was supposed to go into Poland and the Czech Republic would not be deployed. And instead, he moved forward with a different version that benefited the General Dynamics Corporation. The version that Bush wanted to deploy was a Boeing Lockheed Martin version of missile defense. The cost of the standard, what they call DDG-51, Navy Aegis destroyer, previously has been $1.5 billion each, a lot of money. But a new version is now, for the first time, being built at Bath Ironworks. In fact, the Navy didn't want this ship because it's so expensive that they said it was going to harm their shipbuilding budget. But Obama said, "No, you have to build it." And just a few weeks ago, Associated Press reported that this new high-tech version of Aegis destroyers will cost somewhere between $4 and $7 billion per ship. And so Obama clearly is rewarding the General Dynamics Corporation for helping to make him President of the United States of America.